Now, the digital switchover is something that's going to affect us all, and as of the 6th of July, these measures come into action. I've come down to Stowmarket, to Hughes, to speak to Richard, who is an employee of Hughes, and hopefully he's going to be able to give me an idea on what I need to do in order to prepare for the switchover. First of all, how's the switchover going to affect you guys working in the electrical industry?
Obviously, it's become a very busy time for us at the moment with the switchover. A lot of our existing customers, both rental and sale customers, have been inquiring as to what they need to do to make sure that their current television receives the digital signal.
So it's something that at the moment is really affecting West Suffolk then?
Very much so. A lot of our customers, particularly Stowmarket area, do receive their reception from the Great Cornard Sudbury transmitter. And as you're probably aware, the first switchover is 6th of July, when BBC Two will be disappearing. And then obviously in a couple of weeks' time will be the second stage, which will ensure then hopefully everybody receiving their signal from Sudbury will have the full digital output available to them.
How will people be affected from the 6th of July onwards? What's the first thing that's going to come into play?
Well, the key issue first is to make sure that what they're receiving is a digital signal, namely that their current television either has a Freeview digital tuner inside or they need a Freeview digital set-top box in order to receive the signal. Not only that, they may need to make sure that their recording device, namely maybe a DVD recorder, a hard drive recorder, or if anyone has got an original video recorder, has got a Freeview signal to that. That way, when they do the retunes, they'll still then be able to receive the signal.
To be honest with you, this all sounds quite complicated and potentially quite pricey. What would be your advice to people who are finding these things complicated and who are possibly worried about having to spend extra money on digital tuner boxes, etc.?
Sure. Well, actually, to be honest, a digital set-top box can be as little as £15. It isn't as costly a venture as some people might have anticipated.
So let's set a scenario for people. Okay, so I've got your bog-standard old-fashioned television. I've been receiving analogue television for the last 10 years. I am clueless as to what I've got to do. So what would be the first step?
There's not just one option available. There's many options available to coincide with everybody's budget. So it's not as costly a venture as everybody thought, and it will be better in the long run as well.
So ultimately, once everyone has, you know, gone through the hassle of tuning their television so it's available for Freeview, it will benefit the television user. There are more channels, greater reception, that kind of thing.
Oh, very much so. It'll be a stronger reception. There'll be up to 50, 60 TV channels alone, with possibly more as time progresses, and also digital radio stations available on the sets. And so there's a lot more content at no more cost on your licence fee as such, so that everybody will benefit in the long run.
And, I mean, ultimately, we have to switch over, don't we? There's no way of avoiding it. The analogue receptors will be turned off.
It is going off. A lot of people we spoke to on the phone, some of our older customers, said, I only watch the first four channels, it won't affect me. But we had to emphasise it will affect them when they switch over. Certainly by the end of this month on the Sudbury region, they'll just see a snowy screen. So it is happening, it's a reality, and we're here to help and offer as much advice as possible.